From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. The new year begins. People welcoming the new year with fireworks, parties, and other festivities. But fears of terrorism mean heightened security in some places or cancellation of events in others. At the stroke of midnight in Sydney, Australians were treated to a spectacular fireworks display, lighting up the city's famed harbor. Britain welcomed in 2016 with giant fireworks shows in London and Edinburgh. In contrast, police in Munich, Germany, ordered two train stations evacuated and service at both stations was stopped. They said there were indications that a terror attack was being planned. Russia closed off Moscow's iconic Red Square, a popular spot for revelers, in a rare move appeared aimed at concerns of terrorism. Here in the United States, security is tight in New York as revelers ring in 2016, just an hour from now in Times Square. In downtown Dubai, a massive fireworks display took place at midnight local time, even as a massive fire burned at a luxury hotel, leaving at least 14 injured. All residents were evacuated from the 63-floor Address Hotel after it became engulfed in flames late Thursday. Officials say it is now 90% contained. VOA's Margaret Bashir was dining in a nearby restaurant across from the hotel.
It went up in flames immediately. It was amazing. We sat down at the table at like 9:15, and at 9:30 approximately local time, the fire started.
There is no word on the cause of the fire. The hotel stands across from the world's tallest skyscraper, the Burj Khalifa. Burkina Faso's Salif Diallo was elected head of the National Assembly, making the ally-turned opponent of ousted leader Blaise Compaoré the second most powerful man in the nation. He was elected a day after Rochemark Christian Kabore was sworn in as Burkina Faso's new president. This is VOA News. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani ordered his defense minister to expand Iran's ballistic missile program in response to a U.S. threat to impose new sanctions on that program following Iranian missile tests. In a tweet Thursday, President Rouhani said a new program will be developed to enhance Iran's missile capabilities if the U.S., in his words, continues its legitimate interference with Iran's right to defend itself. In response, a senior U.S. official told VOA the United States has long taken action to counter threats from Iran's missile program and will continue to do so. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi reiterated that Turkish military forces must withdraw immediately from Iraqi territory. In a phone call with Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu, Mr. Abadi questioned why Turkey would send its military trainers deep inside Iraqi borders while Islamic State fighters are present at Turkey's border with Syria. He accused Turkey of failing to respect an agreement to withdraw its troops from northern Iraq and threatened military action to defend Iraq's sovereignty. Residents in parts of the American Midwest are packing sandbags and shoring up levees, trying to save their homes and businesses from the region's worst flooding in decades. At least 20 people have been killed and hundreds of homes and businesses swamped by water in Missouri and Illinois. All that happened after a massive storm system dumped as much as 30 centimeters of rain in some areas. The first export of U.S. crude oil in four decades left a Texas port Thursday, just weeks after a ban on such exports was lifted. The ship is carrying a cargo of oil from ConocoPhillips in South Texas that was sold to a Swiss trading house. Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza says he'll consider any deployment of African Union peacekeepers in his nation an attack requiring a counterstrike. Mr. Nkurunziza addressed the nation Wednesday. He is facing increasing opposition from the AU and the international community over his quest to extend his tenure as president. The Republic of Congo will be holding its presidential election in March. That follows the recent approval of a new constitution allowing President Denis Sassou Nguesso to run for another term. He has not yet decided. The tiny word so tops this year's list of words or phrases people would like to see banished from use. So it's getting really annoying. So can we please put a stop to this? Said David G. Simpson, who nominated the word to be included in the list compiled by Lake Superior State University in Michigan. Rounding out the top five on the list of words banished from the Queen's English for misuse, overuse, and general uselessness were join the conversation, break the internet, walk it back, and presser. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.